Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7:30 for the entire season. By the way, I am sitting in for John Wetzler. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Parker's, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Shell and Hogan, and of course by our host, Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick. Yeah. All right, coach, so you got a game last week with Bethesda, who has been a pretty tough opponent for you guys. You got them last year, they got you the year before, if I'm not mistaken, and you go out and you put 62 points on Bethesda to set a school scoring record. Were you aware of that?
I think I found out after the fact. I think I was more upset that we didn't set the school scoring record in the first half because we turned the ball over three times before half. You know, the conditions were deplorable, to say the least, up there. It poured rain, and I thought the kids did a good job coming out early and establishing their dominance and doing a good job of setting the tone at the beginning of the game. And, you know, like I said, I didn't know about the 62 points, but we could have scored probably 60 in the first half if we would have not turned the ball over.
Coach, it looks like to me that Jalen Simpson is settling in really well at quarterback. Talk about his maturity process as far as learning the position under center and how far he's come.
He's done a good job. He does a good job reading the zones and the option stuff. Right now we had a big emphasis this week on the throwing. We missed some targets, but of course it's pouring rain Friday night. If we can convert down the field, throwing the ball and doing a few things, it's going to be he'll be a true dual threat kind of guy, you know. But I think right now our quarterbacks are doing a good job. He and Trace are both executing when they go in. So, you know, just protect the football, give us a chance on offense, and, you know, if all else fails, make sure we kick it at the end. Either we're kicking a field goal or we're punting, just don't turn it over.
Talk about the dual quarterback system, Coach, because obviously, you know, you are getting reps with Jalen and Trace. How do you go about determining who gets what reps and how many during the week in practice and during the game?
It's been pretty crazy this week because we had some injuries and sickness and everything else. So we were trying to go heavy tight end set this week. So Trace also plays tight end for us. So he was a lot tight end, but he also got his probably anywhere from 8 to 10 snaps during the day with the team. And he gets his skill stuff, his individual stuff. He's down at the quarterback stuff, getting his reps and throwing the ball. It's just one of those things that we look at. If, you know, if Jalen's run the ball two or three times and he's had two long sprints and whatnot, he'll say, "Coach, I need a breather," and Trace runs in. And he handles it real well. It's a pretty smooth transition between Jalen and Trace and what we do. We've got certain things set up for that, complement both quarterbacks, of course. You know, we play to their strengths, and that's what we have to do. You just can't run everything with his own option and all that stuff all the time. We've done a good job of playing to their strengths, throwing the ball in the flats, being smart with the football with each guy. And so far, it's paid off for us.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, as I mentioned, you put 62 points on Bethesda. You could have been on a running clock in the third quarter. I'm assuming that Bethesda declined being on a running clock in the third quarter, ended up on the mandatory in the fourth. Were you surprised that your team was able to put up as many points as they were against Bethesda? To my understanding, Bethesda was a pretty good football team coming in.
They have been predominantly pretty stout. I think they're rebuilding this year. We got some freshmen. We kind of knew they were in the rebuilding mode. I thought they'd be a little bit better than what they were at times. Or our kids just did a really great job, and they did most of the night of executing. We schemed them a few times. They didn't do a very good job when we schemed them, and it led to some big plays, and the kids made some big plays. And I think once we got way ahead of them, that I think they kind of put their head down a little bit too, and our kids just keep playing. That's what I tell our kids is consistency. Stay at our level. Don't drop down anybody else's level. Play at a high level all the time. And so far, so good. The kids have pretty much done that week in, week out. You know, it's hard to do as a high school kid when you look at people on film and know if you got ups and downs. And so we've been harping being consistent and practicing and playing like champions week in, week out.
Coach, it seems like every week we're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8 players every single week that have big games for the Knights. When you've got that many key guys that can make key plays, how much of a benefit is that as a football team? And also talk about those guys from the Bethesda game that did have standout performances.
You know, it's a blessing for us because it's hard for a defense to key on one guy or two guys and try to take them away from you. So, you know, when you've got 6 or 7 guys that can touch the ball and score, it's huge. And it's kind of what we prided ourselves on is, we're not locking in with somebody trying to get the ball 10 times down the field, throwing the ball or hand the ball off to somebody 25 times a night. You know, we got an assortment of guys that go out and make plays. From Rhett Thompson scored 2 touchdowns. Isaiah scored the other night, and had some big runs. Jalen had some big runs. Santana Clark, you got Jackson Wessler picking the pass off and scoring. I mean, Trace had 2 touchdowns. I mean, he ran one and threw one. And then I think Avery caught the touchdown pass. You know, we mix it up. There's so many guys that contribute to what we do offensively out there that, you know, it's pretty exciting. Like I said, it's hard to key on that. And so far, you know, it's been a blessing for us because they have to defend 53 yards, you know, from sideline to sideline. They can't just bracket a wide receiver or load the box on us. So they have to be ready for whatever we throw out on the spring out. And sometimes we bust it. Sometimes we get big gains and we line back up and punch it in.
I got a text from John Wessler over this past week. He actually sent me the video clip of Jackson's interception.
It was a good interception. We practiced all week our certain coverage we run to a formation, and he broke on it perfectly. We were like, oh no, he's going to kill the guy. Next thing you know, he picked off and ran it back for a touchdown. So we actually thought he was going to hit the guy, but he was going for the INT and touchdown, and that's what he got. He did a great job. We're getting better and better every week, and that's what we got to ask for from our kids. You know, we got a lot of adversity. When you got kids playing as many games as we do, we don't get a break. You know, we start out, I think we're 42 on the roster. I think today we practiced with 27. So we had 15 guys either nicked up, sick, beat up, or injured right now. So we're battling everything.
We'll come back and talk about how that depth is going to affect you guys next week against a very tough Westland football team in the GHSA. But right now, there's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network on the other side
of
these
sponsors. Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season, Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And, of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802. Or check them out online at HeronDS.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederica team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simons Island. Go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for John Westman on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles. Okay, Coach, so you get to celebrate breaking the scoring record and beating Bethesda only for so long, and now you've had to turn your attention to a GHSA school in Westland.
Yeah, I've been accused of a lot of things. A lot of people said I was drinking when I scheduled it, but I don't drink, so I just went ahead and scheduled it. But I live by the saying, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And, yep, with a little Ric Flair in there. And I think Wesleyan's ranked third in GHSA and single A, and I think we're in the top five. I'm excited. I want to see where we're at as a program. You know, I think we've done a good job, and I feel like we can go up there and compete against them on a big stage at their place and try to be successful. You know, that's the key for us. We're going to have to work hard. It's going to be a challenge, but I think it's a good test for us.
What are they going to bring, Coach? What do you have to do to prepare in an effort to find a way to win that game?
I said it today. The keys to victory for us, we can't turn the football over, is the first thing. And then it's going to be one up front by our offense and defensive lines. If we don't do good up front, we're going to have a tough night. But the other key is if we can control the line of scrimmage on the interior, we're going to have to do a real good job on the perimeter. We execute well on the perimeter most of the time, and we get guys out in space. So our perimeter game's got to be spot on when we're blocking and doing things out there. And, the biggest thing for us is we have to go out and execute the game plan. They're going to bring a little different front here and there. They're going to blitz. We got to pick it up front. We got to communicate real well and, execute down the field defensively. It's going to be a challenge. They have a great quarterback. He throws the ball really well. He's a big kid. I think he's about 6'4", 6'6", somewhere in there, and he's about 215. I think he's already maybe committed to Mercer. I'm not sure where he's going. He throws the ball well, and he runs the ball well, so we've got to keep him contained, and we've got to make some big plays on defense.
One advantage that you are going to have, you're talking about the quarterback committed to Mercer. They also have a linebacker, defensive lineman, that has committed to Notre Dame that I don't think that he's going to end up playing. It looks like that he's going to be out with some type of ankle injury, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, their kid, the Trimble kid, went out last week. He broke his ankle. So it's never a good thing to be – it's a positive or not. But he's out for the season. I hate that for him. He's a senior. But on the other end, that's one of those big targets, that we don't have to really – we don't have to block now. And one of the things we noticed is they were super aggressive on defense when he was on the field, and they kind of toned it back. But maybe the team was in shock, too. We're not real sure. You know how when one of your big-time players goes down in the game, how the kids respond. So they probably adapted to it, made the adjustments, and so we've got to be ready for whatever they throw at us.
How much does that alter your game plan as far as when you do have a kid like that that's as talented as he is that goes down, how much does it really affect what you prepare for and what you try to do practice-wise going into the game?
Well, offensively, on our side, looking at it, we can go either side. At one point, we felt like we might be a little limited strong side because he was a strong side linebacker, and we was going to have to formation him away from what we were wanting to run or where we wanted to go. And defensively, it really helped us with matchups in the secondary because he was about 6'4", mm-hmm. and we just didn't want to get him locked up on one of our guys that's 5'6", back there playing corner. And so for that's huge too. We don't have to change a whole lot and move people around. So actually it opens up the offense, and so our playbook's pretty open, and defensively we can stay with our scheme and not try to make too many adjustments this week. Just go play and be solid at what we do.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, Coach, so one thing that I'm going to give you credit for, looking over your schedule, you sure don't believe in taking weeks off. You've got Westland, Bellwood, and Memorial Day back to back to back.
Yeah. We're going to find out how good we are and how tough we are. That's one of those things we put it out there and we're going to see. You know, it's one of the things that you get ready to go. We got to find out where our depth at, where our depth's going to be, how good we're going to be. I think those three games and then the region, it's, I've told them, these next seven games, Murder's Row, you better be ready to play. And so, you know, it's, I don't shy away from competition. I never have, and I've been in this position, and I feel like our kids can respond. I think they will respond. You know, they've been through a lot of stuff. We make them be in the weight room just like everybody else does and run and condition and everything else. So I feel like our guys will be ready to go out and compete. I think they're excited. I think we're going to be on some big stages the next 3 weeks, and we're going to be on TV, I think, in just about all three of them. So we're pretty fired up about it to be seen and be put on webcast, whatever they're putting us on. We're pretty excited about it. So we're going to go out and play and give it our best effort. I think we can compete with anybody right now.
Coach, you have certainly done a really good job as far as, I guess, creating an atmosphere here where winning is becoming the norm and people are taking notice. And so when you call a Westland, who's a pretty good program in its own right, and you say, hey, I'd like to schedule a game, for them to be open to that says a lot about your program. Talk a little bit about that conversation when you called and said, we want to play y'all.
It's kind of funny. We had a couple schools drop off the schedule, and they had a school drop off the schedule. And it kind of goes back when I was at Glenn, and Coach Dudley was the head coach at Ware. He's now an offensive coordinator at Westland. And he called me and said, hey, y'all, we saw y'all have an opening, and we called them back. And I originally had talked to Eagles Landon Christian, who had won the Senior A State Championship, and they were like, well, we've got a game that week. But then they gave me Coach Bridges' number at Westland, and we got talking, and he's like, Coach, I think it'd be a good game. And I looked at it as this, we got nothing to lose. We got everything to prove, you know, and we just want to go up there and play our best game and execute, and, you know, maybe we can shock everybody. I think what everybody is, the line or whatever they put on the vent that they do all the time, I think we're a 24.5-1 underdog. So, you know, we go over there and shock somebody, we might shock the world. And that's kind of what I want to do. I feel like our kids have the ability to do that. And when we kind of scheduled it, I was wanting to see where we measured up, you know, for single A, GHSA, whether we could compete at that level. Just looking around to see, you know, are we ready? Have we made that step? Have we got to that point in our program building? Are we there yet? And watching film, you know, I feel like we can compete. You know, I'm excited. I think the kids are excited. You know, we got a few guys that are beat up, nicked up. So maybe we can get healthy and we can get on the bus and get up there and play a good game. And maybe we'll be the spoiler.
That's a really good point. Actually, when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about Westland and the GHSA and where Frederica does measure up. We'll be right back with the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and dipping dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet, Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shell and Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Night Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for John Westford on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Shell and Hogan. Okay, Coach, so we're talking a little bit about you guys getting Westland scheduled over in the GHSA private sector, single A. And I've heard some rumblings, and I guess rumors might be the more appropriate term, and so there's no better person to talk to than the guy at the head of the football program. Is there any coincidence to what I've heard that Frederica may be, when the region's realigned after this year, may be looking at heading over to the private A section of GHSA?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that we've talked about it briefly, but nothing that we've had a deep discussion about. And for us, wherever we play, we're going to go play the best. So it doesn't matter what league I'm in, I'm going to play the best competition and try to play the best teams. But, that's not going to be up to me. That's going to be up to the board and everybody else. But, we just get prepared to play the best teams we can, either GISA or GHSA. And that's kind of been my whole mission is try to get the best kids, best players that can come in here and handle it academically and athletically and get us where we want to be. So, right now it's up in the air. It might be just rumors flying around. Who knows?
Have there been any other possibilities over the last several years as far as scheduling with, like, other teams that are in the GHSA that are around this area, an MCA, a Brantley, or anything, the opportunities like that, have they surfaced?
Well, they just recently have. They opened it up to us to play 20% of our schedule to play crossover with GHSA. Maybe it'll open up for more. That's something that we hopefully will take to the platform because you can create rivalries that are local, and we talked about that a little bit today, actually, and get some people in and play an MCA or a Brantley or something that's not hours away. It's 45 minutes, and you play home and away. And see, we're scheduled. Our alignment on our schedule falls. We get to reschedule this year, and they do too at GHSA. And, Charlton's already reached out. McWhorter, he texts me every weekend wanting to play, and I'm like, I got to wait and see what's going to happen on our end. But it's going to be a possibility. I think we're going to be playing some GHSA schools, regardless of if we go GHSA or say GISA, we're going to be playing some either way.
I would imagine that would be a very welcome thing as far as the travel, being able to truck 45 minutes to Brantley or to Darien to play a football game versus having to pick up a non-region game 2.5 hours away somewhere in GISA.
Yeah, that travel and then home games, getting that gate and getting like Charlton. McWhorter's like telling me, Coach, can you seat 1,500 people, and we're going to bring the band? And I'm like, I don't know. We might bring in some bleachers, but we can find a piece of grass for somebody to sit on over there. But, that's just one of those things. It's one of those that's up in the air. But I think with GHSA and GISA talking a little bit here lately, that I think there will be some crossover play with some schools. And I think you'll see some of us go out and compete really well in that league.
We were just having a conversation earlier before the show started about the possibility of how intriguing it would be to see Frederica play MCA, this year's MCA team. I think that would be a really, really good game. This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, Coach, another question I have. So over the last couple of years since we've been doing this Coaches Show, I have seen an evolution of a bingo game. And it seems like that bingo game has only gained more and more momentum every show. Talk a little bit about that bingo game and how it got started and where we are with it.
And I got started with coaches' sayings and everything I say. So now they've got they've got 45 words of the hit list of words that I say all the time. Like, we have to be special on special teams. I probably hit that one with somebody right there. Yeah. And so all my sayings is you have to push through, you know. So it's pretty interesting that kind of evolved over time, the sayings and stuff. So you can credit that there's been a couple of people that paid attention to what I say and do at all the radio shows, and now we have these bingo cards, and now we have prizes for all the people that hung out and everything.
The thing that stands out to me about the bingo, Coach, is what it says about your relationship with your players. One thing I have noticed is there is a rapport that you have with your kids, and the chemistry that you have with your kids is very noticeable at these coaches' shows and also noticeable on the sideline on Friday nights. There's that old adage to where if you're going to be a successful football coach, you have to have the kids buy in to what you're selling. And I think that you have done a very good job of that over here at Frederica. I really do.
Well, you know, I think coaching is a lot like teaching. You got to be there. You got to be present. You got to be early. You got to stay late. You got to love them, you know. And they're going to work hard if you love them, give them a hug. And they also understand that if we yell at them, we're going to pat them on the back. We're going to be the first one to give them a high five too at the end. And we're going to tell them why we yelled at them. But I think that rapport, you build it over and over. And, you know, you trust your kids. And this is a good group of guys right here. They come to work every day. They may be tired. They have a rigorous schedule during the day academically. And they come out there and then they put in another 2.5 hours on the practice field. And they focus. And they give us everything that they do. You know, they go out there and they get after it. And they understand, like you said earlier, it's kind of a culture thing. You keep taking them down this avenue and they just keep following and wanting more. And right now, you know, I feel like our guys have bought in. And the big thing is, I tell them all the time, this is one of the words I know on the bingo, you got to buy in, but you got to sell out. You know, and that's the biggest thing on Friday night is you have to buy in, but you have to sell out. And we're starting to see that every Friday night. We got guys that buy in and sell out, and that's big for us.
Thank you for joining us on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the Brandon Derrick Show. Coach, thank you for letting me sit down with you and do the interview. And next week, I'll put you back in better hands of John Wetzler.
Thank you for coming out.
I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.